Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 8 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of two books, and all-around nice guy.
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure to be part of your day as we continue to broadcast from Birmingham, Alabama, at the Chamber of Commerce building in downtown Birmingham, Alabama. And I'm here as a guest of the chamber. They've invited me to come down and meet their people and speak to them today. I'm going to be doing that later today, delivering a keynote at their entrepreneurs luncheon today. The Birmingham Entrepreneurs Award, they're going to give those away. And today, what I'm doing on the show is I'm interviewing the nominees for that award, for the Entrepreneur of the Year Award. And the person sitting in front of me is Michael Washburn. Mike is the president of Red Mountain Bank, which is an independent community bank, folks. And you know how many times I've talked to you about independent community banks. You know how important I believe they are to you and to me and to the marketplace. And therefore, if it's important to you and me, it's obviously important to the world. Mike, welcome to the show.
It's great to be here, Jim. Thank you very much.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your bank becoming a nominee for the Entrepreneur of the Year Award.
Well, thank you.
You and your bank, I should say.
Well, it's more the bank. Thank you very much.
Well, and I know you accept this recognition on behalf of all the great folks who work with you.
Well, I tell people my job every day is to wake up and hire the greatest people I can. So that's I think I've done a pretty good job of that.
I was talking to a friend the other day, and he said, yes, these are the people who work around me.
So true. That is so true.
I thought that was pretty good. Mike, I believe that whatever is good, I'm kind of out of control for small business. You know, I'm almost as out of control about small business as I am about my grandchildren. You know, I love them. I love what they do. I'm so proud of them. I'm so amazed at what small business owners accomplish, especially in America. I believe that whatever is good for America is good for the world. I mean, whatever is good for small business, I should say, is good for the world. And one of the best things that happened to a small business is the concept of an independent community bank. Now, I do business with big banks, and we got to have those guys too. But there's something special about the relationship between an independent community bank and a small business owner.
That is so true. And one of the foundations of our bank, if you look at the management staff and pretty much everybody that works with us, we've all worked at larger banks. And there's a reason we're where we are today, because we see the need for what we do. We understand the relationship between us and small business owners, and we understand the relationship between our bank and the community. We make a tremendous commitment to the community and volunteer hours and financial commitment each year. And to be a part of what we do and watch it grow around us has been truly special for all of us at the bank.
Well, now your bank was founded just, two or three years ago?
2 years ago, June 21st of 2004.
Brand spanking new bank. You know, we all grew up around these banks that have been around forever. And to see a bank, as I have in my career, literally to watch banks open up, you know, and blossom like they do, is just, to me, it's just an example of the robustness of this American economy.
It's so true. We were the first bank in this area, what we call our defined market area, in 18 years. And then we were the first national bank, 112 years in Shelby County.
Which is the county that Birmingham is in.
Well, Birmingham's actually in Jefferson.
That's right. It's
Shelby,
in Jefferson. Shelby South.
You never know when you cross
That's
the county
right,
line.
Yeah.
We're together, so we consider
it. Shelby South of Jefferson. That's
seven,
right.
But it's a vibrant community. It's the fastest growing county in the state. But there's been a lack of new banks because the financial community here has been so strong.
Well, because of the headquarters of here of some of the large regional banks.
So true.
Like AmSouth and originally in South Trust before they went to become Wachovia and Compass and all those guys, right?
That's true.
And the big guys here.
The big guys are here, but the big guys are changing.
Yeah.
Those mergers and acquisitions are happening here, just they've happened in Atlanta, Charlotte, and other places around the South in the country, and those are true opportunities for us here.
Well, and that's where you come in because it's not that what happened to those banks was a bad thing. It just changed some things, and when change happens, sometimes customers don't like that.
So true. And we were, We opened the same day that South Trust sold out to Wachovia.
Wow.
And so when the story started running in the newspaper.
You had no idea. I mean, it was just
people think we
just
did.
Just a weird coincidence. You should act like you were that smart.
Well, I joked that Mr. Malone called me that morning to let me know, but it's not true. It was something that just, we woke up in the morning and opened the paper and saw where Wachovia had acquired South Trust.
Which is a huge Eastern United States bank.
Huge.
All over the Piedmont. I don't know how far west they are, but I know they're all over the East United States.
And they're truly a national bank. They're everywhere. And so to have them come into our market on the same day we open is just made for a great story.
Yeah, but some new interesting competitive dynamics too, right?
Absolutely.
When we come back, I'm going to ask Mike about the small business owners he serves. And he's going to teach us a little bit about how we should work with our bankers. That's very important information. It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back. I'm broadcasting live from Birmingham, Alabama. In your dark eyes. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me today. It's my pleasure, as always. And I'm sitting across from Michael Washburn. Mike's still with us. He's the president of Red Mountain Bank. Now, were you one of the founders of this bank, Mike?
I was.
Congratulations. How many partners? How many original shareholders, I should say?
There are currently 217 shareholders, and we have there's 9 directors.
Can I get some of your stock?
We just closed one offering yesterday.
Is that right?
We sure did.
I was a little late.
You were. And we've been very fortunate. Every offering we've had has been oversubscribed, so there's a tremendous demand for bank stock in the market.
What is the size of your bank now?
We're $173 million in assets.
$173 million. That's great. That's in 2 years.
Two years.
That's incredible. That's really good. Good for you. Okay. As I said, as I've told people many times before, I tell my small business owners, you've got to have 2 bank relationships. It's not good business to only have 1 banking relationship. Now, bankers don't like me to say that, but it's the truth. And I tell them one of them, maybe not both, but one of them has to be an independent community bank.
I would agree with you, I think. And we try to put ourselves in the seat of the small business owner because a lot of our business is small to medium-sized business. Mm-hmm. A lot of us most all of us have come from a commercial lending background. And I've actually, at one point in my life, owned a small business. So there's a lot of things that we think we bring to the table. But there are also things that we possibly cannot do. So maybe a different banking relationship might come in.
Well, here's the thing. Bankers leave. Banks get sold. Things happen. And they always happen at the worst time when you need somebody. And if only one banker knows your story, and that banker moves off somewhere or goes to that great bank in the sky or whatever happens, and you don't have anybody who knows your story when you need somebody to help you, I think you need to have 2 people who know your story. And I'm not saying you don't have a lot of your eggs in one basket and a few in another basket. I'm saying that's how you can do it that way if you want to. You obviously want one central deposit account, that kind of thing. But I would want to have – I just think you need to have do business with more than one bank.
And that's one of our selling points too, Jim, is that when you come into our bank, we want more than one person to know your story. We've not lost anybody, and we think our lenders and our management staff will be intact for a long time to come. But something should happen. Somebody moves, somebody's transferred out, family relationships change. We want at least 2 or 3 people to know your story for that very reason. We don't want to have our clients go through the same process every time they come to tell us about the loan request.
Thank you for that. Somebody's on vacation, whatever. Because you know how it is in small business. When you need somebody, it's things happen fast in small business. Sometimes we wake up in a new world.
Absolutely.
New opportunity, a new challenge, whatever, right?
Certainly. And it really is that. And we've done a pretty good job. I try to get close to a lot of the clients. Our senior lender does a good job of that as well. So there's always what we call a dual relationship with our clients. And it's worked out well because there are times when something's on fire and you've got to have a rapid and quick response, and we can do that and provide that to our small business owner.
What's your website?
website is we've been very fortunate. It's redmountainbank.com.
Red Mountain. Now, tell the people listening to you all over the world on the Internet and around the country on the Internet and on the radio, what does Red Mountain mean?
Red Mountain is the mountain, if you look back to your south, that's Red Mountain. And what we try to do is find...
It's a huge mountain that... It wasn't Red Mountain until they cut the highway through it, right?
It's the
deepest highway cut in I think, east of the Mississippi. I think it is. But anyway, but when they cut through it, it created this big red monolith, right?
That's right. And where iron ore comes from, the ore is in the side of that mountain. You see the seams going up through the cut in
right.
Red Mountain. But I think our friends out west would know that when they see Red Mountain, it's just a ridge. It's not a mountain to what they see out west.
I'm glad we got that cleared up. Okay, what is your advice to... There's a small business owner coming to borrow money from you today, and they got something really important on their mind. They want to grow their business. What do they need to bring to you?
A well-thought-out business plan, Jim, because we're truly a small business, too. We hang our shingle out every day. Mm-hmm. We're out calling on businesses, trying to bring business in our door, much like anybody else a small business is. So... We know what it took to get to this point. Our business plan took 2 years to write. So a well-thought-out business plan and strategy in place tells us that as a banker that this is something that they've got a lot of time and effort in, they know what they're doing, and they have a plan to get there.
Mm-hmm. What kind of specific documents? Financial statements? A banker once told me that if you can only bring me one thing, bring me a cash flow statement. I want to see how I'm going to get my money back. What do you think?
I couldn't agree more. Cash flow is great. We like to look at different scenarios, too. Best case, worst case. What impact does that
have on
your
business? Don't just bring me one projection. Bring me the one that they think they can do, but then bring a conservative one, too. One a little bit more conservative than that.
Because bankers are naturally pessimists. You know that.
You know what the title of the shortest book in the world is, don't you?
What's that?
Banker Courage.
Well, one of my friends, my former boss across the street here, said, you'd never get in trouble for saying no. So
that's right.
A banker has that mentality.
That's right. Capital is a coward, right?
Capital is
a coward. So they got to bring you the goods, don't they?
They do. And we're gonna put it through a pretty in-depth analysis too. But we're gonna discount those cash flows.
Yeah.
We've got to see what the business can actually generate and what it can support if the generation of sales is not what they think.
And even though you're going to do that, you want to know that the person sitting in front of you is aware that things might not go as rosy as they hope.
Certainly.
And that they've already thought about that. Give us the website one more time.
It's redmountainbank.com.
Congratulations on you and the bank being nominated as one of the entrepreneurs of the year, and I'll look forward to seeing you later today.
Jim, thank you so much.
Mike Washburn, ladies and gentlemen, the president of Red Mountain Bank here in Birmingham, Alabama. Beautiful downtown Birmingham. Actually, he's south of Birmingham in Shelby County. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. More entrepreneurs, ladies and gentlemen. We got them lined up out the door.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.